Never has the family been under attack so much as in our present-day society. It's a warning that has been repeated in different forms by Pope Benedict XVI in a number of key speeches devoted to the theme of families in recent months. Against a backdrop like this, it's clear that the Pope's decision to attend the World Meeting of Families in Valencia takes on added significance. Bishop Joseph Kurtz of Knoxville in Tennessee is the head of the U.S. Bishops' Committee on Marriage and the Family and is among the participants at the meeting in Valencia.
Well, I am delighted to know of our Holy Father's coming to Valencia, and it sends a clear message of the priority that our Holy Father brings to his pontificate of the gift of married love and the importance of the foundation of family, not only in our church, but really in all of civilization.
Another member of the U.S. Bishops' Committee on Marriage and the Family is Archbishop Joseph Newman.
I think the Holy Father understands that the family is so central to everything. I mean, the family has been a great source of Christian evangelization as it passes the faith from one generation to the next. But it's also so important to culture and, I think, to society. And so, yes, I think the Holy Father sees this as a major priority.
The family has been described by Pope Benedict as a basic building block of our society. But in recent years, the prevailing culture in many Western countries has become less supportive of traditional marriage and the family. Archbishop Naumann again.
Well, I think it's not as strong as it was a generation ago, and primarily because I think there are many stresses within our culture on Christian marriage today and marriage in general. And also, in recent years, have had this attempt to redefine marriage, which again is the foundation of the family, and whenever you jeopardize that foundation, you weaken the family. So I think we have many strong, vibrant families. However, I don't think our culture is as supportive today of families as they were a generation ago.
But although most people still believe in the concept that marriage is for keeps, why are so many couples failing to stay together? And what can the church do to help them?
I think there are many things that we can do to try to refocus people on what the authentic understanding of the family is, and also to help our married couples not just survive, but we want our marriages to thrive and our families to thrive.
I'm Susie Hodges.